On Sunday, May the 12th, the Church marks World Communications Day, encouraging Catholics in countries across the globe to make better use of the media and other forms of communication to share the good news of the Gospel. This year, the papal message, drawn up and released in January by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, focuses on the importance of social networking sites as portals of truth and faith and new spaces for evangelization. In the message, the former pontiff, who opened the first papal Twitter account at the end of last year, invites people to appreciate the potential of social media sites and urges believers in this year of faith to consider how their presence on these networks can help spread the gospel message of God's love for all people. In January, following the publication of this 47th World Communications Day message, I spoke to Monsignor Paul Tai, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.
One of the things that anybody who's dealing with new media realises, they're not static. It's a changing reality. We can't just say, there it is, now we've defined it. It's changing. We're not in charge of it. We can't decide how it's going. And I think the Pope's being attentive to it, and this year he's moving on to something that is relatively recent, is, I suppose, the social networks, which have become maybe a very distinguishing feature of how communications happens in terms of new media in general.
We saw the Pope himself opening his new Twitter account. Do you see this as a direct follow-up from that event?
I think this is maybe offering a kind of a philosophical or a theological justification for why that was not just a once-off event, but it was a very important statement by the Pope. I mean, the fact that the Pope is on Twitter is important in itself, but it's also a very important sign on behalf of the Pope of the significance he attributes to new media. It's doing, therefore, then it becomes something that's, in many ways, I think, was something that said well done to people who were already present and helping the Church be present in new media, and it's an encouragement to others. But I think what he's moving on here is he's stepping back a little bit from the day-to-day, the activities, the operations of new media, and asking two fundamental questions, I think. One is, how can new media and the social networks in particular contribute to human progress? What is required if they are to contribute to human progress? And then a second question he's asking is, what can we as Christians do in that arena to help and to support the development of the social networks in a positive manner?
What we can't afford to do is ignore them. And yet there are those who say the Church shouldn't be in such a superficial, as it's often seen, form of communication.
Yeah, I think there are people, and I think many of us were that, who for different reasons, were perhaps reluctant to take it seriously. But what's emerging now very clearly in any kind of survey of statistics, is certainly in the Western world, certainly among younger people, is that this is a fundamental reality in their lives. And if the Church is not present in this dimension of their lives, in many ways it runs the risk of being absent from a very important reality for them. So I think that the key thing is, I should say, is that the Pope is back talking about social media again. Why is he doing that? Because of his perception of their importance. It's not just a fad. It's something that's here to stay. And it's something that's changing how we communicate. And therefore, as I say, Pope continues to have a very positive understanding of new media. Some years ago, he spoke about the new technologies as a blessing for humanity. He's also recognised that they're not just technical things, they're not just changing, but they're changing the very way in which we relate to each other, how we get information, how we form our identity. And therefore, they're going to be increasingly important in our lives. Therefore, he said, let's be attentive. He sees the great potential, and he speaks about the great potential of the new media to create a forum where people can share ideas, can learn from each other, can have their eyes open to a great new world that is around us. But he's very clear that the technologies themselves won't achieve that potential. What's needed is a human commitment and human effort. And I think this is the core at his message today. He's saying that the social networks are not somehow autonomous, independent realities. They are constructed and made what they are by human beings. Very often we hear people talking about user-generated content. I think the Pope is probably guiding us to what we might call a user-generated culture. If the social media are hostile or nasty places, that's because people there are being nasty and are being hostile to each other. And the Pope is saying that for all of us who are engaging with new media, we need to ask ourselves, how are we helping to ensure that new media realise their innate potential to be good for human beings? So at some level, the Pope is also saying is, if we reflect on how new media can help to promote human understanding and human solidarity, then it begins to emerge to us that certain attitudes are fundamental. So basic one, if these are to be social media, then there's no place for the antisocial. There's no placement for harassment. There's no place for bullying. There's no place for destroying the character of another person if we are talking about a truly meaningful social environment. If we are really committed to these being environments where people learn to discover more about each other, to understand their differences and appreciate their differences, then there's no place for a lack of respect. Respectfulness in our way of treating the other person and engaging with the other person is fundamental. If we're committed to these being environments where people can find information that's reliable and that's trustworthy, where people can find answers to deeper questions, where people can ultimately, I think, go to search for meaning and a truth and a purpose in life, then the social networks, primarily the people who are involved, must be honest and must be authentic. If we are to find in this environment a reality where people can discuss and argue, then it's not just enough to be the one who shouts loudest or who makes the most outrageous claim or who has the most eye-catching presentation. We have to think about persuasion, which involves logic, which involves reflection, and which engages person gently. Another one I think that is very clear is that we're all conscious that in this environment, often we can be anonymous. When you're anonymous or invisible, there's always been that temptation to behave in ways that you wouldn't when you are going to be held responsible. So I think there's an invitation to us to be responsible in this environment. I think the final one that I think is hugely important, and it's an emerging trend among certainly political commentators and sociologists in the States, are being very attentive to the fact that new media, which has the potential to create this great forum for dialogue, have in reality often become places where people retire into their own echo chambers, where I will go and I will read the people who agree with me. I'll comment and support those who I agree with, but I won't engage the arguments of others. And that would be tragic if we ended up all each in his or her ghetto without engaging others. And the Pope is very strong in that, with this lovely sense of his saying, it's not just about being willing to listen to others, but I have to try and understand and welcome what they're saying. And then in that same spirit, contribute what I have of truth, of goodness, and of beauty. So the Pope is saying, in that new arena, we must think about how we share our faith. Two points that are nice there. One is, he said, he's attentive to the question of language. And language isn't just the words we use. It's how we express ourselves. And this is a medium where very often it's about using imagination, humour, images. And we maybe need to recover something of our pre-literary period, where the church was very strong in the use of icons, images, cribs, pictures, stained glass windows. We've the great example of the higher arts of some of the most profound human creations in terms of art have come from Christian inspiration. So we need to put that into the mix so that we capture not just people's minds, but maybe engage their imaginations and capture their hearts. The other thing is very clear on that language isn't just about what we say, it's about what we do. And often it's what we do that's more eloquent than what we say. And he has this lovely sense that in the digital arena, maybe the supreme form of witness will be that willingness to be close to engage with somebody who is different, to listen to his or her questions, to take seriously his or her doubts, not just so I can spin it around and get my answer back in, but genuinely listen, at times patiently with not a lot to say, but facilitate them in deepening their own thinking. And ultimately for us as Christians, our belief is that where people go seriously in depth, where they search in their hearts, there they will find the echo of God's word.
Thanks there to Monsignor Paul Tai, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, speaking to me in January, just before the resignation of the former Pope Benedict XVI.